All right, everybody, we're coming to a close. You have stayed all the way through. Hopefully, guys, we need to wait, make sure you're awake, because I strategically placed everybody, right? So, you know, guys, believe it or not, there's a lot of thought that went into the order of operations here, even more so tomorrow. So if you're getting something out of this, are people still here? Are can I get some emojis? I don't even know. Or I see people. I just like, is there really 260 people that stayed all day that gave up their whole day? Let's go. All right, man, this is awesome. Okay, so I don't know, Lucas, man, you got quite the order to fill here, brother. Are you gonna this is, I think Lucas likes pressure. So here's Lucas. This is Lucas. Love this guy. He runs my Facebook ads. We have done a lot of podcasts together so far. A genuine individual. He calls me and he says, out of nowhere, he just calls me. He's like, Tanner, I want to do something impactful. Can we paint something for free together? Can we help someone out? Can we impact? I said, dude, come to the expo. We're doing something there. I mean, this guy's got a heart to give. Let me tell you guys, I have worked, I only recommend two marketing companies in Facebook. If you listen to my podcast, this guy's one of them, for Facebook marketers. And it's simply just because, like, the level of care and detail. I want to tell you guys something before Lucas jumps in. This isn't scripted. This is just honest. This is straight honesty. Like, this is all this is about. I'm not getting a kickback for this. I just want to show you guys something. So check this out real quick. We're going to pop over, share the screen. We're doing a little ninth inning stretch here. All right, let's check this out. Okay, what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to zoom in here. And I'm going to do, this is my Drip Jobs account for premium painting. I'm going to go ahead and look up Facebook lead form. I want you guys to see everything that's yellow on that thing. And that's just what you can see on the screen. Okay. These are all from Lucas's ads. I just want you to be well aware. This isn't a lot. It would be crazy if I did this the night before liftoff. Every day we're getting leads from this guy, right? We're sending out, look, that was a nice 3,700. 4,600, 5,500, 62, 39, 29, 81. These are 4 days ago. All those estimates. We have high hopes that they're going to close for the new year. So, Lucas, you're a great friend. I know you're going to deliver big value. Give it to these guys. Send them off on the right message. Reminder, guys, we'll be here tomorrow. Okay. The lineup tomorrow is just as great, if not greater. These guys are awesome. So please, come tomorrow, be ready to learn. Lucas, take it away, brother.
Awesome, man. What an intro. Couldn't have done it better myself there, Tanner. That's awesome. So as you guys know from Tanner's awesome intro, my name is Lucas Jensen. I own a agency called For Media Marketing. But before we jump in, I just want to make sure nobody's asleep here at the wheel. So if you guys could go ahead and drop an emoji in the chat just so I can carry on with the presentation. There we go. All right, I'm seeing them. I trust you guys are up. Awesome. So go ahead and jump in. But before I do, I just want to thank Tanner for throwing this whole thing together. This is all 100% free over the last 7 presentations and the next 8 tomorrow. This is all free value for you. So I hope you guys are just soaking it all in. So with that being said, let's jump right in. Go ahead and present. Cool. Can everyone see my screen? Awesome. So today's topic is how to dominate your local market in 2024 with these 5 wildly profitable Facebook ad secrets. So by the end of this presentation, my goal for you is to help flood your painting business with leads. Okay. And I'm also going to show you how to dominate your local market in 2024. So a quick little backstory about me is I run a marketing agency specifically for painters called Ford Media Marketing. You may have seen my name a few times in the painting contractors group, that little stud there with the red profile picture. You may be heard me on a podcast or live training that I was featured in with, you know, Tanner, with Mike, with the Paint Ed podcast, a lot of podcasts going out recently. You may have seen many of my ads or just one of my ads in the last like 12 months, 18 months or so. And if you have, you know, you're in good company here, because there's that old saying that goes, you never trust a dentist with bad teeth. So if you see my ads, then you know you're in good company. So also, you may have heard about us from one of my many, many, many clients. If you're clients of here, go ahead and drop some ones in the chat. Let's blow that baby up. But also, I told Tanner that I'm going to do whatever it takes to promote Liftoff 2024. So my commitment was to him, was I'm throwing it on all platforms, okay? So maybe you saw Liftoff 2024 on my Tinder profile. We're advertising everywhere, baby. Regardless of how you heard about me or why you're here, I'm grateful to have your time and attention today. So my commitment to you is to maximize the return on investment, because your time is easily the most expensive currency that there is today, right? So I want to maximize that return on investment that you get from the time you spend with me here today by packing this presentation with value. And like I said, helping you flood your sales pipeline with leads and outlining exactly how you're going to dominate your local market in 2024. So here's a quick little backstory about me. Just last year in 2023, my team and I successfully added over $4.3 million in direct new sales for our clients. And we successfully accomplished this solely through running Facebook ads. So here's how our 2023 looked in like a little Spotify recap kind of situation. So we spent $126,000 on behalf of our client on Facebook ads. That generated over $4.3 million in direct sales, which resulted in a 34.12x return on ad spend, which essentially that means that for every $1 that our clients invested into Facebook ads, they made over $34 back in direct new sales. Could you just imagine that? Like a vending machine where you put $1 in and it spits out $34 back. I don't know about you, but I'd be running to the bank and just load that baby up. So, and I say direct because with business, it's typically never a 1+1=2 type of situation, because one sale can easily translate into multiple referrals. And those referrals turn into even more referrals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why I say direct new sales, because those are tracked, right? We put this ad out, this got this lead, that lead converted into that sale. But I guarantee that the $4.3 million that we generated for our clients last year in direct new sales, it did not just stop there. It could be 5 million or 6 million or 7 million that can be directly attributed to those initial leads that we got. Who knows? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking credit, like absolutely no credit whatsoever for those referrals. That's on you guys to do the production. You guys nailed it. But I know that it couldn't have happened without first getting that initial new sale. So like I said, 1+1 does not equal 2. 1+1 ultimately in business, it equals whatever you want it to be. But that's not the purpose of my presentation here today. My purpose of this presentation is to show you how to dominate your local market in 2024. And I'm going to give you our five wildly profitable Facebook ad secrets that allowed us to add $4.3 million in direct new sales for our clients in 2023. So this is, well, as Tanner just shared a screen, I mean, we're not stopping anyway there, but this is the exact same strategy that booked our client Tanner. I put a nice little heart around him. Over $50,000 in the first 30 days of us launching. This is, again, the exact same strategy that booked one of our other clients, Phil, over $92,000 in the first 21 days. This is our all-time record, by the way. First 3 weeks, 21 days, we spent, I think it was $394 on ads, and he booked $92K from it, which is nuts. This is the same strategy that booked another one of our clients over $75,000 in the first 30 days. And this one is so impressive because he came to us, he started his business, I think in August, and we took him on in September. And since then we've actually added, I think like close to $250,000 or $300,000 for a brand new business, just boots on ground. And, I always say he kind of looks like the Nashville Tommy Shelby, but, yeah, so that's Ryan. So 75K in the first 30 days. And this is Spencer, our good old buddy Spencer, who's so active in the industry. I'm sure we all know him. In the last 24 hours, we got him 5 estimates and 3 new leads just from Facebook. And this is the same strategy that got Damien over $27,000 booked in just this first week of January. Okay. So I could go on and on, but here's a list of a bunch of other success stories from our other clients that you just screenshot or pause or rewatch the recording, whatever you want to do. But yeah, all this to say, all this was possible because of these 5 closely held, wildly profitable Facebook ad secrets. So if you're running a painting business right now and you're tired of buying and sharing leads with all your competitors, you're tired of relying on word of mouth and referrals to grow your business, or you just want to get more bang for your buck with your Facebook ads, then listen up because I'm about to share the secrets with you in this presentation here today. And at the end, I'm even going to make you an offer so good that you'd be willing to club a baby seal in order to get it. Just look how cute he is. And I'm just kidding, guys. Like, I hope PETA doesn't come and break down my door after this presentation, but I'm kind of kidding. Anyways, let's jump in. But first, I know what you're probably thinking. Lucas, I want to get away from price shoppers and tire kickers. Aren't Facebook ads notorious for getting those? But to be honest, the quality of the leads that you get is in direct relation to the quality of the ads that you put out. Let's read that again, okay? The quality of the leads that you get is in direct relation to the quality of the ads that you put out. So if you're putting out low quality stuff, then that's the exact type of lead that you're going to get, period. Similarly, if you're out knocking on doors in a low income area with a crappy sales pitch, what type of leads do you really think you'll get? I'll tell you right now, it probably won't be someone with that $20,000 budget for an exterior paint job. And how do I know that? Because you don't go fishing in a pond full of bass and expect to catch a tuna. But then on the contrary, if you're out there pounding the pavement in a gated community that only has homes over $1 million plus, and you have a wicked sales pitch, I guarantee you'll get much better leads versus doing that in the low income area. Similarly, if you launch ads that stop the scroll, which is the point of Facebook ads, right? Calls out your target audience, hooks them in, builds their trust, and gets them to take action, then I guarantee you'll get flooded with referral quality leads. So with that being said, are you ready to dive in? Let's drop some ones in the chat. I want to see that blow up. Awesome. Cool. Let's get started. So secret number one is you got to nail your targeting. All right. Nailing your targeting is so important because A, you don't want to lead from a completely different state / province. And B, you don't want a lead that can't afford your services. So Lucas, how can I prevent that from happening? Great question, first of all. Let me tell you, when you launch ads, you got to make sure to be specific about who, what, and where you are targeting. I've broken it down to 5 extremely important factors. Number one is the geolocation. It would be pretty hard to scale your painting company in Florida if you kept getting leads in Iowa. Am I right? We found the sweet spot lies anywhere between a 3 to 10 mile radius around your city and town, depending on the population size, of course. And also it's better to go a little bit more narrow with your geo-targeting because your callouts are a little bit less effective when they're more general and broad, right? So for example, like with all other variables the same, like all of the exact same targeting, the demographics, the psychographics, the copy, the creatives, everything else is the exact same, but the only variable is you're running ads that say, hey, Florida homeowners, that'll be much less effective than if you, you know, drop the radius and you just called out, hey, Winter Park homeowners as a headline call out. You know, keep in mind, you got to be, of course, in Winter Park homeowner, or you got to be living in Winter Park, or that's your area of operation. Otherwise, you know, ads might not work very well, but you get what I mean. So the old way is, you know, dropping a pin around your area. So for example, I chose Orlando here. So the old way is you just drop a 10 mile pin around Orlando and just hope for the best. This is the new way. Okay. So we drop 3 mile radiuses around Winter Park, along with multiple ads targeting other surrounding neighborhoods. So we have one ad running for Winter Park homes. Then we have another one for Orlo Vista, and another one for Oviedo, et cetera, et cetera. So we found the most success in our geo-targeting is when we go more narrow with multiple small radiuses dropped, AKA target multiple specific towns or neighborhoods rather than general states or cities. Number two is the age distribution. This one's really interesting. We found the most success with our ads when targeting the ages 35 to 64. 35 at the minimum, because I don't know about you guys, but I don't know too many 18-year-olds who can buy a house, let alone afford your painting services. If you know one, that's awesome, but they're diamond a dozen, I'll tell you that. And 64 at the maximum, because Facebook sets a cap at 65 plus, which means that a 90-year-old man could be seeing your ad who likely won't convert most of the time, right? So we kind of want to exclude them a little bit. So 64 at the maximum. And yeah, so 35, 64, that's a sweet spot. Thirdly is gender distribution. This one's really, really interesting. So we ran a test targeting men only versus women only with all other variables the same. And here's what we found. Targeting women only had a 23% increase in cost per lead compared to men, but we also saw a 47% increase in the lead to estimate ratios when targeting women only. Meaning, by targeting specifically women, our clients were able to get in front of 47% more customers than men, which resulted in higher booking amounts and a better return on ad spend. So I'd suggest you try running a women-only targeting campaign and then compare the results yourself. Number four is lookalike audience. So with Facebook, you can download a list of past clients, leads, etc., and upload it so that your ads can start being shown to an audience that is similar or even bigger than the list that you provide. That way you're hitting the social media feeds of people that are much more likely to buy / show interest in your painting services and not, you know, Joe Blow with a $500 budget. So This will result in more leads, better leads, cheaper leads, and more money booked from your ads, which ultimately means more success. And lastly, number five is retargeting. This is done through a pixel. Okay, so firstly, what is a pixel? What a pixel does is allows you to retarget website visitors, aka people that already showed interest in your company before. So who here has gone to a website before, and then all of a sudden, they're being bombarded with that company's ads? Like you go on, you know, Craigslist, and you search a BMW or something, and then boom, BMW's just being hit all over your social media feed. And you're like, what the fuck? Zuckerberg stalking me, you know? So who here has done that? Awesome. So if you answer no, or you just didn't reply at all, then I promise by the end of the day, you'll start seeing mine. If you go to my website, fwdmediamarketing.com, that's fwdmediamarketing.com, test it out, go to my website, you'll start being hit with my many, many ads, okay? So that's a pixel. So this will allow you to continuously stay top of mind for traffic up until the point where they convert and become a lead and further the clients. So to recap, secret number one is to nail your targeting. Secret number two is you need captivating creatives. The creative refers to the images / videos shown in your ads. The creative alone will either lead to your ads succeeding or flopping horribly. Creative is king. So the creative you use is easily one of the most crucial aspects of your Facebook ad. And you could ask Tanner too. Like we test so many different creatives out on them. So sometimes it's not where you're advertising that attracts better leads over others. It's actually what you're advertising that attracts better leads over others. Because at the end of the day, you promote what you permit. And that doesn't go just for Facebook ads. That's ultimately for any aspect of your business. So what do I mean by that? When it comes to Facebook ads, if you permit the use of bad creatives, then you'll promote bad leads to enter into your sales pipeline. You promote what you permit. So if you want to promote good quality leads entering into your sales pipeline, you need to permit the use of good creatives. Your creatives need to be so attention grabbing that it'll get a cold audience who has no idea who the heck you are to stop scrolling and feel enough urgency and trust to engage with your ad. So I want to play a little game here. Examples of ads that are no bueno. Okay, so before we jump in, these are actual ads that I saw. So if the people that launched these ads are in the presentation, I'm sorry in advance. But exhibit A, we got this gem right here, okay, which is just a blue screen with some text on it. All right, no bueno. So I'm gonna actually ask some Q&As quick. So what do you guys think is wrong with this exact creative? I want to hear you guys' thoughts. Everything. Yeah, too much blue, no call to action, attracting cost-based customers. Yeah, someone says beautiful. That's funny. Hard to read. Yeah, exactly. You guys get the hang of it. So what I see in this ad is it's so bland. It's just someone just screenshotted a blue and just wrote some stuff on an Instagram story and launched it out. And the call to action is visit Instagram profile. There's no like lead capture or anything. It's just like, hey guys, go check out my Instagram. Okay. I wouldn't put money behind this one. Exhibit B. This one right here is just, doesn't need too much explanation, but I'm sure you know where I'm going with this one. So we'll just go ahead and move on, but ultimately no bueno, okay? Secret number three is lead destination, meaning what is the actual objective to launching ads and where do you want to send your engaged audience? Are you trying to get them to like your page, watch a video, go to your Instagram profile? What do you want them to do? No, you want leads, okay? Since you want leads, we recommend one of two options here. A, having them fill out a lead form. Right, so they got the ad right here in the middle that drives people that click it to a lead form where they just submit, and then you can set up automations to send it to drip jobs, etc. Right, so that's option A. Option B is to direct them to the inbox and spark an automated convo with them. So from ad to conversation and then zap it to drip jobs. Lead forms are typically lower quality but higher volume. Message leads are typically higher quality but have a higher cost per lead. All in all, both of them can work very, very, very well. Secret number four is to track your numbers. As we saw in Maggie's presentation, she had a full spreadsheet for every single number in her business, right? That's why she's doing $9 million, because she's tracking her numbers. Probably a lot more than just tracking the numbers. There's a lot more that goes into it, obviously, but it's a start, right? You got to track your numbers. So now the question is, is how much should I be spending on Facebook ads and how do I even know if my ads are successful? Great question. So of course, there's a few factors at play. What services are you pushing? What area are you targeting? What's your average job cost? What season are we in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And although those are very important variables, here's what we typically look at when auditing a client's past Facebook ads performance. Number one is budget. So how much are they spending on Facebook ads? Number two is destination. Where are they sending the traffic? Are you trying to get link clicks? Are you sending them to a form? Are you trying to get calls? What are you trying to do with the ads? Number three is the cost per lead. So what's the actual cost to acquire a lead? Number four is conversion. So what's the lead to estimate ratio? And number five is the duration. So how long have the ads actually been running? So once we establish these, we compare them to our baselines. And again, if you don't know your numbers, then I highly, highly, highly recommend you start tracking. Because remember, what you track improves, okay? So for example, if you're trying to lose weight, you track your calories, right? Similarly, if you're trying to have high converting Facebook ads, then either you or your agency should constantly be tracking them and being held accountable with reporting so you can always be improving. So here are our baselines. And if these numbers are not met, then we consider the Facebook ads to be underperforming. So number one is budget. So we recommend at least $30 a day for ad spends on Facebook at the minimum. Anything less is you're kind of dogfighting over budget there. Number two is we recommend lead forms or messenger as the traffic destination. Number three is the cost per lead. So you should not be paying anywhere over $50 per lead. The main component here is the season you're running the ads in and the area you're running them, right? Winter and heavily populated areas often result in a higher cost per lead. For example, if you're running ads in an area that has a population of 25,000, you'll probably have a lower cost per lead than if you launch the exact same ads in New York City with a population of, I don't know how many million, but it'll be hard to compete for that, okay? Number four is conversions. Your ads should be converting one of three leads into an estimate, a 33% conversion rate, and you should be converting at least one of two estimates into a jobs booked at the bare minimum. So if you aren't hitting those conversions, your ads need to be improved. Number five, duration. Although we do believe in testing quick and emotionless, Facebook sometimes does take time to start showing ads to the right people through the algorithm. It's like a learning phase, right? So usually this will result in higher cost per lead at the start and then averages out, you know, furthermore, right? So also if your ads have been running for too long, then they enter into creative fatigue, right? Which is a high frequency, meaning too many people have seen your ads too many times, right? And this will increase your cost per lead because they're like, oh, I've seen that ad like 100 times in the last 2 months. You know what I mean? So high frequency is no bueno. So if you're running Facebook ads, these are the five KPIs we look at when auditing, not just our clients' previous Facebook ads, but also the ads that our team launches for our clients. And if your ads are underperforming, it will likely always be due to one of those five metrics. So with that being said, if you aren't already, then you really need to start tracking your numbers because what you track improves. So track your numbers. Lastly, secret number five. Are you guys liking this, by the way? Should I keep going? Drop some emojis in the chat if you're liking this. Awesome. Not quite emojis, but we're getting yeses. So we'll continue. We'll keep pushing. All right. So speed to lead. So there's a saying that goes, fortune favors the follow-up. And that couldn't be more true. There's a case study that shows that 78% of customers purchase from the first business that responds to them. Okay. 78%. That's nuts. And that same study shows that sales conversions are 391% higher when follow-ups are done within the first minute. So that just goes to show how truly important the follow-up really is for you. Because even if you check off the first four items, right, you nail the targeting, the creatives are on point, you got the right destination set up, and all the KPIs are being met. If you're taking 2 days to get back to a lead, your competition might have just beaten you to a punch, all right? So even if it takes you 2 hours to get back two of them, you can still be coming in second. And not to quote Ricky Bobby here, but if you ain't first, you're last. So enter automations. That's why whenever we onboard clients, we always push them to drip jobs. Shout out to Tanner Mullen over here. Because the instant automated follow-ups allows us to get higher conversion rates for our clients. And with the higher conversion rates, that means more jobs booked, which means our ads perform even better, i.e. more moolah in your pockets. So there you have it. If you want to have highly successful and wildly profitable Facebook ads for your painting business, here are the five secrets. All right. Secret number one, you got to nail your targeting. Secret two, you got to have captivating creatives. Number three, you got to have the right lead destinations. Don't just send people to an Instagram profile. Okay. Number four, you got to track your numbers. And number five, you got to have speed to lead. So if you have low quality ads launched for your painting business right now, and they're directed at low income areas, pushing a low converting destination with little to no tracking, and then you're taking a few hours or even days to get back to your leads, it's no wonder why you're getting bad leads. And I'll be the first person to tell you that it's not Facebook ads that are the issue here, okay? It's how you're running the ads on both the front end and the back end that is the issue. And if you're getting bad leads, or sorry, if you're getting leads and appointments, and you know they're just not converting into you know, a book job, like you're going to an estimate and you've gone to like 10 estimates and none of them are being booked, then in my experience, that's a sales issue, which is a whole other conversation. Okay. You should have tuned into to Nick Kelly's presentation. So what I'm trying to say here is you should not be confusing a sales problem with an advertising problem. And remember, you promote what you permit. Okay. So if you're looking at growing your painting business this year, you should not be neglecting Facebook ads like at all, okay? Because if you're not doing them and your competitors are, then they have the upper hand. Their target audience is seeing them a lot more than they're seeing you, okay? And more so, if you're doing them, right, and they're just doing them much better than you are, then you'll still be coming in second. So here's what I want to do for you today, okay? I'm bringing the heat. I'm bringing the heat. Who's excited? Who's excited? Let's drop some ones in the chat. There we go. Now we're talking. Now we're cooking. Love it. Man, we got 250 people here. I love it. Awesome. So here's what I want to do for you guys today. As promised, here's an offer so good that it'll be hard for you to say no to. It's time for the old Club of Baby Seal offer that I was telling you about. And guys, by the way, I'm just totally kidding. Look how cute that guy is, all right? So starting today, I'm going to help you grow your painting business. So here's how I'm going to do that for you. Specifically for Liftoff 2024 attendees, that's all you beautiful people, all you 250 plus people here right now, I've created something special for you, okay? I call it the Ford Media Marketing Content Toolkit. In it, you'll find new ideas, winning content, and some of the exact video scripts that we use to help our clients add $4.3 million in direct new sales last year for their painting businesses. And you want to know the best part, guys? Drum roll. I'm giving it all to you for free right here, right now, 100% free, okay? All you got to do is head over to go.fordmediamarketing.com/liftoff. That's fwdmediamarketing.com. And you'll be able to get free instant access. It'll look a little something like this, all right? So when you get to the landing page, don't be worried. This is what it's going to look like, okay? And if you're even slightly interested in having my team and I take care of all your ads completely for you, and you want us to implement these five secrets completely for you so you can start filling up your sales pipeline with referral quality leads starting today, then just scroll a little further on that page and you'll be able to book a 100% free call, okay? We'll use the exact strategy that added $4.3 million plus in direct sales to our clients' painting businesses last year and gave them an average ROAS of 34.12. Remember, $1 in, $34 out, okay? With that, you'll also get daily reporting, weekly reporting, and monthly reporting, which gives you all the critical info that you need to see how healthy your marketing is so you can be rest assured that your ads are always high performing and attracting the right clientele for you. You also get exclusive access to weekly coaching calls led by none other than Tanner Mullen and Joel Mercado. Okay, Tanner, who is, of course, as you know, the owner of Drip Jobs. And if you're not using Drip Jobs right now, then you're falling behind. Go ahead and go sign up. I think Tanner's giving you 60 days free right now. It's like you have no downfall for signing up. So go ahead and do that. But Tanner also owns a painting company, I think doing $1.5 million a year. And, you know, as you saw at the beginning of the presentation, we're running all his ads for him and they're crushing, okay? And Joel, on the opposite weeks as Tanner's coaching calls, he's the owner of actually two painting businesses. So Joel is technically two of our clients. One of them's doing $3 million per year and the other one's doing $1.2 million, but in its first calendar year, like it just started and started doing 1.2. So between the both of these calls, you guys are going to get tons of value, tons. So we also get full access to our private client community where you can network with our other highly successful clients and gain insights, share value, and most importantly, surround yourself with winners, okay? So if that even slightly interests you, go ahead, schedule a free call today. And we'll also perform an in-depth audit of your current marketing and sales strategy. And afterwards, if we see that you're a good fit, we'll also give you the chance to partner up with us so we can help you scale your painting business in 2024. By the way, I just want to put this out there. We only work with one painter in each area. So that way we provide you with exclusive leads. Like, we're kind of against those whole lead sharing sites where they send it to like 10 other contractors. Okay. All these leads are coming right to you. That'll help you dominate your local market in 2024. So go ahead, download your free Ford Media Marketing Content Toolkit. Again, that link is just right here at the bottom. Tanner, if you could put that in the chat, that'd be awesome. But, and then, you know, no stress at all. But if you're interested in working with us on that page, you'll have the opportunity to schedule a free call. And it's not going to be some like sleazy sales pitch here. Okay. I guarantee you'll be leaving with some new insights, ideas, and action items that'll help you win regardless if you work with us or not. Okay. So again, my name is Lucas Jensen. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to helping you grow.
Boom. Boom. Man, I knew you delivered. So I loaded up the chat. Go check out what he's got to offer. You get a content toolkit that pretty much outlines a lot of what was discussed today. And then, of course, we have the opportunity to work with Lucas. One thing that you said, and one of the reasons why I love what you do and who you are, you're exclusive, right? You got to lock in the terrain here. So I actually gave you a referral who was in a neighboring town of someone that you were working with. I didn't even think about it. And you said, hey, man, sorry, we can't work with him. So thank you for being integral.